Previously on the Infinite Escape Room.
No, Jamie, think of the children.
Mummy's left, and Daddy's locked in the bedroom crying.
This is some Norman Bates bullshit, and I'm here for it.
Excuse me, love, we're a set of power spin, and we've lost some letters. Have you got any for us?
His red raw knuckles seem to be itching.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, dear listener, and welcome to another episode of the Infinite Escape Room, the puzzling podcast where a group of parents and Aled gather together on the medium of the internet, having drugged, left, forgotten about, or just ignored the screams of their children to join together and solve an escape room of the ears. My name is Mr. Jonathan David Charles Saunders II. I am your host for this evening. And locked in with me today, we have...
Okay, I'm Bailey.
Well,
technically I'm not anymore, but I am.
You'll always be Bailey.
I'll always be Bailey.
You'll always be Bailey.
Even married or not. So do you need any more information? Sorry.
Don't need. Actually, no, let's cut to the chase here, shall we, Bailey? Because while we generally save drinks for the pubisode of the recording, Bailey has a very special drink in front of her, don't you, Bailey?
I do. I'm showing it on camera right now. It's a drink that's close to my heart, and I haven't...
Why is it close to your heart,
Bailey? I don't know. It's just got me through some times.
No, but why is this particular drink close to your heart, Bailey?
What, wine? Because I wine?
No, this glass of wine.
Oh, this glass of wine. Sorry, John. God, called you Mike then as well. Sorry, John.
That's like Frost Nixon, this.
It's my first glass of wine, my first drop of alcohol since, my cousin's wedding last year in June, because I've been...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I've been pregnant.
Wow.
The Welsh gestational period is very long compared to the English, so... apparently. No. But yeah, so I'm very excited. So it's not... Okay. It's a sensible amount of wine, not my normal measure. So I'll be fine to look after my baby.
Okay. Everyone else, please note, Bailey will be checked out from this recording in about 7 seconds. Bailey, take a sip.
I'll just smell it and just go.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's magical.
Lovely stuff. Aled, introduce yourself.
I'm Aled. Still here.
Still here.
Despite all the parenting talk.
All the parenting talk. See, non-patreonic, that's a good way of putting it, isn't it? Non-patreonic listeners and do not realise that we've been sat here for a while now discussing parenting stuff, and Aled has just been sat there in stony silence and shadow in standby mode, waiting for normal human conversation to resume. Bless his cotton socks.
It's been half an hour, I'm still waiting.
Patty. Gopher Onikos?
Oh, hi. Yes. Hello, Gopher Onikos. Hello, I'm Onikos.
Boom. Done.
Boom. Done.
And I'm Mike. And are we not doing facts anymore?
I think after children, facts go out the window, don't they?
Gone out the window. I'm what's left of Mike. You may remember me from previous episodes where there was more of me as a person, and I'm just the dregs.
Mike, is this your first episode back?
Yeah, this is my first episode back.
Oh, wow.
And so far, it's a solid B.
Get used to this feeling,
solid
Mike.
C. Yep. Slipping to a B-.
Oh, don't worry, we've barely begun. It's going to be... I'm just scrolling down these notes and thinking quite where we're going to land. And hello to you, dear listeners. Now, you might be wondering what the Infinite Escape Room is. Well, let me tell you. It is an escape room of the ears. But better than any other escape room in the world, it goes on infinitely. Every room in the Infinite Escape Room links seamlessly into the next room in one big, never-ending escape experience adventure. Now, every 2 weeks, we hold a recording, and one member of the team brings the room. This week it's me. The rest of the team brings what's left of their brains to solve it. They have a strict time limit. If they fail, bad things befall them. That's basically the shtick. And then after we've done all that, we toddle off to a suitably themed pub and discuss what we've done over a bevy before Bailey gets thrown out for being hammered.
It's not the first time.
I am interested in what this dry spell, because this has to be like since you were born, the longest dry spell.
Shut up, John.
But it's a big gap, right?
Yeah. I've had like some dry spells, like dry months. But yeah, this is longest in my adult life that I haven't drunk. Yeah.
Like, what's that going to do to your tolerance?
I don't know. It's a load of unknowns right now, untested and verified.
Dear listeners, you join us on the edge of the unknown.
And I did just have a sip and it was magnificent. So,
can you tell us more about that sip, Bailey, that first sip?
You can just taste everything in it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit giggly already. Just like one sip. Jesus Christ.
You should do Laithwaite's ads. Like, Laithwaite's and Pampers should do a partnership and you should be the poster girl for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you said it was beautiful, Bailey, you sounded like the M&S woman. This is not just wine. This is M&S.
Post-pregnancy wine.
This is the first sip of alcohol
in a long
post-pregnancy
time.
Wine sounds like something sick that Tom Cruise would eat. Like, just ferment a placenta for a while and be like, oh, I've made a wine.
Okay, moving swiftly on.
You could call it ferment a placenta.
Have you lost your appetite for wine now, Bailey?
No.
I don't think that's going to happen, Alice.
It's the kind of wine that would have a head on it, I think.
Now, in these trying financial times, we too, like everyone else, have had to resort to a Rolodex of sponsors. And as we are in an election year, today's sponsor is all to do with politics. So here we go. This is a party political broadcast for the Conservative Party. Is your town centre dying? Is your community falling apart? Do you even know your neighbours? What about your neighbours' neighbours? When was the last time you had a street party or gathered together over cups of tea in musty village hall? After 13 years in government, the Conservatives have the solution to broken Britain. We've financed a national poll on what you, the people, not the metropolitan elite, want to see happening live in your town centre. The votes are in, we've tallied the results, and thank you, Geoffrey. The first event to be held in your town square will be a live hanging.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, are you sure that's right, Geoffrey? But dismemberment was first. Right. So shouldn't we be doing that then? Do we have material for that? We do. Oh, right. Here it is. Our research shows that public executions increase footfall to local business by 50%, as well as fostering community spirit. If I may say so, as a minister, in 13 years of government, I've learned that the best way to bring people together is to give them some other people to hate. Geoffrey, is that tagline? Nope. New tagline. Okay. Here we go. Vote Conservative. Nothing brings us together like pulling someone apart.
That's good.
And that was a party political broadcast for the Conservative Party.
God.
Wow. That's excellent.
Yeah.
It could be true.
Yeah, straight out of Penny Mordaunt's mouth.
Yeah.
That could go on national TV tomorrow and everyone would just believe that.
Yeah. Nobody would blink an eye.
Did anybody else notice how John slipped into that, though, like a pair of warm, familiar trousers? Like that wasn't the case of a man really fighting against, kind of like, oh, no, these sentiments. So that was very much the man donning a familiar jacket.
That was an audition.
I do have toy boy vibes. Yeah, it's true.
You do. Yeah.
You've got a good shot of being the next
Prime Minister,
leader of the Conservative Party as well. I mean, you've...
Well, any one of us, really. It could be anyone.
I think statistically, you've got better odds of winning that than Euro Millions.
We do, of course, Jess, dear listeners.
No, I think it's maths. I think it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. What? What were you saying?
Oh, it doesn't matter, John. Doesn't matter. You get on with your show. Come on. We're waiting. Come on.
Oh,
you're enjoying this, Mike, aren't you?
I've been waiting for 6 months for this.
Come back from leave, I said. Come back. You're welcome back, I said. What was I thinking? Of course, this podcast would not be possible without the genuine, useful financial assistance of real people out in the real world, on which we are completely dependent. These are our Patreons, our glowing legion. Yeah, they can glow. Glow together, everybody.
Well, they get pulled apart.
Our glowing legion of people around the world who give us a few shekels every month to keep the show on the road. And tonight, I would like to particularly thank David Shaw, Dave LeCompte, Geneva Kaplan-Smith, Rachel Allen, Hedgebug, Jade Shaw, Hill Burton. Oh, I can't do this one. Just a hold, please. Where's it gone? Where's it gone? Where's it gone? Insert.
What's wrong?
Bettina Pagali-Lowen.
Bettina Pagali-Lowen. Tonya Beata Halverson and Karen Kate. To name just a few of them.
Well done, John. You got there. You got there in the end.
Wow.
People's names are difficult.
I know.
Especially the names of foreigners, which is why we should throw them all out. This is it's another party political broadcast.
Yeah.
It never stops.
Jesus Christ.
And definitely don't invite any foreigners onto a podcast. That would just be the end.
No, that would be bad. That would be bad.
It's a good point, Andrew.
Rick looks out of time. Yeah.
What she said, I think. Okay, ladies, gentlemen, Michael.
You.
Are you ready to enter the infinite escape room?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, let's do it. Woo.
Let me at it. Woohoo.
In that case, let us enter the infinite escape room.
2 seconds. So sorry, Nye is kicking off a bit. It will be 2 seconds.
And we got 1 second into the room, folks. 1 second. I got to my first intake of breath.
Oh, I've missed this.
Such is life. Such is life.
I've missed this so much.
Right. I'm going to crack open a beer.
Alan's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the baby fine?
The baby's fine. Yeah, we got the milk warming up, so it's all fine.
Emma,
it's all fine.
Is it true that Alan programmed the Google Assistant in the house to broadcast an alarm to all rooms if he says a certain thing about the baby purring?
Yeah, code brown.
So if he says code brown,
he can just say okay, well, like Mr. Google Brown or code brown, and then it goes on all the room, like, because we've got a lot, because it's Alan, he's Mr. Google, and it goes alert, no, warning, code brown, this is not a drill. Like,
all around the house,
please come to the nursery. Yeah.
I'm sorry, absolutely. Why love this. Are you solely responsible for code browns? I mean, are you?
Oh, no. I can do it too. It's just if you need it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You get to call code brown. Okay.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
just.
But,
but
do you?
Only
if you tally up the code browns that have been called.
It's mainly Alan, but it's mainly to go look at the big poo he did. Like, he's fine with it. It's just mainly to show me the poo.
Sure, he is.
I remember that fame.
No, he's really. I can't fault him. He's been amazing.
He's done such a big.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say he's been. I've got to edit that out now.
He's been great. I'm not gonna slag off my husband. It's been great.
Are you worried that he's putting you to shame, John?
No comment, John. Another party political broadcast. It's basically what
Jeffrey.
They say. Open with no comment. Jeffrey. Last week, the team escaped the Netflix home screen, only to find their world turned abruptly dark. You wait, surrounded by void, for the next challenge. For a moment, all is quiet. Then, with a light fizzing sound, a symbol descends from above, glowing white and green, flitting between numbers and letters and signs unknown. It falls directly from above and sails away beneath you, no bigger than the palm of your hand. Then another. And another, each leaving a trail of ghostly green energy behind. A torrent of them falls from the empty sky and coalesces into shapes. The symbols hug unseen surfaces, thickening and shifting before, in an instant, they become one. You are now in a corridor. Specifically, each of you is alone in your own corridor. And each corridor is different. And each corridor is the same. Each of you has your back to a wall. A large four-rotor combination lock is embedded in it. Four dials, each numbered from 1 to 4. Above each dial is a symbol. From left to right, a steam train, various currency symbols, a flower, and the fourth rotor has 3 marks on the wall next to it. One mark is labelled Warwick Davies, the second, Joe Bloggs, the third, Chewbacca.
So steam train was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was currencies. What kinds of currencies are they? Is it important?
I say dollars, pounds, euros, yen.
And then a flower for the third one. And the fourth one was 3 lines. One with Warwick Davis, next with Joe Bloggs, and Chewbacca, which to me would be three different heights, because Warwick Davis is famously quite wee. Joe Bloggs would presumably be
average.
Yeah. And then Chewbacca, famously quite tall.
Is this anything to do with Star Wars, John?
I can't answer that.
Oh, Warwick Davis was he in Star Wars?
Yeah, he was.
I feel like he was. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And who would Joe Bloggs be?
Was he the guy who played Darth Vader?
Well, is Joe Bloggs like one of those one of those names that a famous actor might take if he was in a film but he didn't really like his...
So Harrison Bloggs, potentially.
Or maybe Harrison Ford, and he's kind of like an average height, or Mark Hamill.
I think they're both slightly shorter, aren't they? Aren't like all of the best actors like a little bit?
They're
tiddly.
Definitely all shorter.
Tom Cruise. You prick.
No, but I mean, like Tom Cruise, famously, like what, 4'6"?
Yeah, just about that.
Yeah. Sorry, John, that genuinely wasn't a dig. That would have been...
Might I encourage you to explore your corridors?
Yeah, how much time have we got, John?
It doesn't matter, but you do have a time limit.
Okay.
You are each in an individual corridor on your own.
What's in my corridor?
Okay, Onikos, you're standing at the end of a corridor. Mm. Just in front of you, on the floor, is a vase. The corridor curves steadily to the left in a gentle arc before you.
What happens if I pick up the vase?
The vase contains some flowers. They're in bud and haven't yet opened.
Do I know what kind of flowers?
No, nothing you recognise.
What's behind me?
The wall that you were just standing in front of with the four rotors on it.
Can I follow the corridor down around to the left?
You can. As you proceed around to the left, you pass a floor-to-ceiling mirror on the left wall.
Hey! Is it a normal mirror? Does it reflect me back, or is it like a funhouse mirror, or is it Charlie Chaplin walking on the other side?
It reflects you.
Great. Anything about the frame or anything like that that would indicate that maybe this isn't just a mirror, maybe it's a two-way mirror or...
No, nothing about the mirror.
The frame?
It's frameless. Why not? We're very contemporary in these creepy, weird corridors. Very contemporary. Think of, you know, Stanley Parable vibes. Now, the mirror reveals that you are dressed in faded jeans and an ill-fitting coat. The coat is stuffed with newspaper and very dirty.
When you say ill-fitting, too small, too big?
The coat, too big.
What? Hobo vibes.
Mm. Guessing I'm very smelly then as well. I haven't suddenly grown a beard.
No, I have no way to tell you how smelly you are. Only you can answer that.
Mm.
I did not think that would come up.
It's the first thing that came to mind. Okay, anything else in the corridor?
So, carrying on along the corridor, after 30 feet or so, the left wall stops suddenly, revealing a large circular room to your left. By your feet is a compass and a tape measure. At the centre of the room on your left is a huge pillar, so wide that the space around it is no wider than the corridor that you are standing in. A model railway track stretches in a circle around the pillar. There is a station to your right.
Where's the train?
Do you want to take a look at the station?
Yeah.
A small LED sign on the station tells you that the approaching train is the 0915. The train arrives, the station clock reading 0915. The train leaves. This action repeats every minute or so.
And there was a train was one of the symbols.
Yeah.
So we've got a train and we've got a flower.
And we've got a flower.
But the dials only went up to 4, didn't they?
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Oh, yeah.
So the train is 9:15. How many flowers were there in the vase?
2.
Do I have anything in my pockets of my jeans or my coat?
Nope.
Is there anything I should note about all the newspapers in my coat?
No, nothing obvious. Probably there to keep warm.
Mikey, would you?
I was gonna say, shall we go and see what's in everybody's individual cubbies, just in case there's some more kind of context? Because we've all got the same combination locks, haven't we? I don't know if I was going to say, yourself or Alan.
Michael.
You go, Mike.
Okay. Michael, you're standing at the end of a corridor, or rather in the corner of one. If you follow the wall at your back to your right, it continues for about 20 feet. In front of you, the corridor is angled slightly to the right and about 50 feet long.
Okay. Am I seeing anything? Keep on going.
Which way are you going, forward or right?
Let's go forward initially.
Going forward, you find a model railway track running along the right-hand wall, as well as a compass at the end of the corridor.
Am I finding an Anarchos?
Nope.
Interesting. Can I double back and go down the curved path, the curved right path?
It's not, the path going to the right is not curved. So the wall that was at your back as you were began, that wall carries on to your right without changing direction. So to go down it from where you'd started, you'd turn 90 degrees to the right and then walk.
Okay.
See, you said okay as if you understood, but then you made a face.
Trying to conceptualize, and my brain has just hit snooze mode. So it'll be fine. I'm sure it will come together. I'm sure, like, things will click.
Okay. Following the corridor to your right, you find a vase. It contains some flowers in full bloom. Beyond the vase, you find a tape measure.
And beyond that?
A wall. The corridor ends.
Interesting. Thank you.
The corridor off to your right is much shorter than the corridor going forward.
I feel like these shapes John's giving us are...
I know, I'm trying to visualise it as well.
I suspect they're currency symbols.
That's what I wondered. But what's got a donut in it? Because that's basically what you were describing.
Shall we move on?
Trains in.
Yeah.
Does Mike's train say the same time as my train did?
Of course, we haven't taken a look at Mike's train. Thank you, Anarchos. Do you want to have a look at the railway, Mike?
Yes, please, Jonathan.
There is a station partway along the straight length of track. A small LED sign on the station tells you that the approaching train is the 0915. The train arrives. The station clock reads 0912. The train leaves. This action repeats every minute or so.
Wait, so the 9:15 turned up at 9:12?
And left at 9:12 as well?
Correct.
An early train.
Not a very British concept.
Are we in dreams? Does the train smell of piss?
The train does not have any particular... I don't know.
It's not a real train. It's
not
fake.
A real train. It's all fake. We're dead. We're all dead.
It's lost.
It is a model train, as Anarchos correctly observes.
So, I mean, not that model trains couldn't smell of we if they wanted to and if they chose to, but I'm just...
To be honest, given the clientele, it's quite likely.
Just alienating a lot of people there, John.
I'm so sorry, Hornby community.
Well done.
Both of you. Okay, we haven't looked at either Alid's corridor or Emma's yet.
Alid, do you want to go?
Yeah, go for it. What have I got?
Alid, you are standing at the side of a corridor. The wall behind you stretches off to the left and the right and curves away from you in both directions. So it's curving forwards away from you in both directions.
Okay.
In front of you is a floor-to-ceiling pillar. It is so wide that the space around it is no wider than the corridor. So that pillar makes up one wall of this corridor. Are you with me?
No.
To your left?
To the left, I've got a corridor. We've got vias off.
Okay, imagine a circle. But in the middle of it is a massive, very wide pillar that's so wide and floor to ceiling that it turns that circle into a circular corridor.
Gotcha.
Got me?
Gotcha.
Stretching around the pillar is a model railway track. To your left on the floor is a compass.
I've got a compass. So effectively, I have an infinitely circular corridor.
Well, do you want to have a little look around it?
Let's have a little look.
Okay, so... There's the railway track going all the way around and the station. As you walk around the circular pillar, you find a vase. It contains some withered, long dead flowers and some water. Continuing your walk around the pillar, you find that the corridor leaves it again, beginning. So this new corridor begins on exactly the opposite side of a circle that you started from.
Okay.
And it bends off to the right, continuing to curve right. As you follow it, keeps curving gently. Walking down that corridor, you come upon a full-length mirror.
Okay. The train station, what's the time like on that?
The LED sign on the station says that the 0915 is the next service, but no train ever comes.
That's more like it. Welcome to Wales.
Especially Milford Haven.
Yes. My faith in this train has been...
Wouldn't it be wonderful if this was just one big dig at the Welsh, like the entire...
Oh, it's all right. I've got a dig for the English coming right up. Don't worry.
I'm sure you have.
What does Alad see in the mirror when he looks in the mirror?
Oh, Alad. The mirror reveals you to be dressed in a beautifully tailored Italian suit. There is a Rolex on your wrist, and it's a real one.
Ooh.
Wowza.
Oh.
Hello, okay. Aled.
Hi.
How much money in those pockets?
I should also add that as you continue down that corridor, before it ends, you find a tape measure at the end of it.
I think I've just figured out one of the locks.
Oh, to be honest, I'm glad someone knows because I don't know.
Mike, would you like to?
No, I won't.
Should we see what's in my corridor next, and then we'll.
I mean, Mike, I think declaring that you figured it out, you've kind of got to put your cojones on the line.
I think I figured out one of the tumblers. Basically,
let's double down first.
Okay. So this is my current thinking because we have one of the locks was currency symbols, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One to four. Units of wealth. There are four of us solving this, and we currently have one person who is very poor and one person who is presenting as very rich.
Yeah.
In the mirror. So I am going to posit that we will be needing to set these locks and work out where each of us is on each of the four tumblers in the sort of relative positions. So Anarchos, you would probably be like one, I guess, in this. And I mean, I don't know if it's going to be reverse coded or not, but you would presumably be like one on this, and then Allard would be four. I mean,
and we're somewhere in the middle.
And we'd be somewhere in the middle, so we probably need to work out, like, you know, where we sit on a relative scale.
Mirror in your corridor, Mike?
Yeah, we missed you.
I can't remember. Let's finish exploring your corridor, and then we'll. Anyway, so that's my current thinking. Yeah, it could be
because I think that makes it all because the flowers were dead in Alid's, like whether it's like time or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could be the flower.
The train not turning up, being late or early or whatever, you know. So I don't know. Mm. Yeah. Should I see what's in my corridor and we'll...
Yeah, let's go for it.
Cool. What's in my...
Let's see what's behind door number one.
Oh, number one. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
No, don't. That's not... that's not part of it.
Bailey.
Door number... Hash. Bailey, you are standing at the end of a corridor. It's about 50 feet long and bolt straight. Halfway along it, it is bisected at a 90-degree angle by another corridor of the same length.
Bisected, you mean like just come, like it's like that or like that?
Yeah, another corridor cuts across it.
Like that.
At a 90-degree angle and it's the same length. Yeah, okay. Like that.
50 feet, okay. Can I go forward to the crossroads?
Okay. At the centre of the corridor, a compass is lying on the floor.
Right. What's
as you walk
say
towards the centre, you find a wall-mounted mirror on your left. Sorry, I should have said that first.
Oh, it's okay. Cool. Can I just, before I look in the mirror, what does the compass say?
The compass shows north to be slightly to your left side, pointing in between the corridor you are in and the one that bisects it on the left.
God, it's a lot to remember. Okay. And where was the mirror to my left?
Yeah, it was on the left wall. Though the location of the mirror really is
irrelevant. Okay, cool. Can I look in the mirror?
The mirror reveals that you are well-dressed.
Oh. Okay.
You know, sort of upper middle class, Bowdoin, Zara, that sort of
thing. Oh, okay, cool. I mean, cool. I like Zara. I usually get it off.
If this was a commercial, you'd be like aspirational mum vibes.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah, me mummy.
early 30s.
Yes, exactly. early 30s, and then when an early 30s woman walks into the casting, oh no, we need to go younger. Who let her in?
The 21,
she looks
oldest.
Like a real one.
Yeah.
We don't want a real one. Jeffrey.
Jesus.
Bring in the ingenue mums who are like 24 and have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, no idea. Sorry, the light's going to go off again.
Bailey, you were well dressed.
I'm well dressed. Sorry. That was it.
Left off.
And the compass is north to the right, I think.
So if you imagine, Bailey, the place that you started, the end of the corridor, the compass would be pointing north, sort of 45 degrees to your left.
So can I go down to the left of the corridor?
Okay, so you're turning left at the crossroads.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. There's a tape measure at the end of it.
Cool. I wonder what this was for. And anything else?
So nothing down that end.
Cool. Can I go back to the centre?
Mm-hmm.
down, like, so then to the right, like, and face the way I was, and then straight.
Yeah, I got you, I got you, I got you. There is a model railway track running along one wall and a station.
Okay, take a look at the station.
A small LED sign on the station tells you that the approaching train is the 0915. The train arrives. The clock on the station tower reads 0919.
Oh.
The train leaves.
I'm late.
This action repeats every minute or so.
Okay, so I've got the late train.
So if Mike is early...
Okay, can I go... All right, because... Pardon, sorry, Anna.
No, sorry, because I was thinking if Mikey has the early train, then maybe he's like the first in the... He's maybe also the least well-dressed of all of us.
I feel it.
I don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I didn't look in the mirror. I can't
bear
to.
Get my compass.
Yeah.
If I...
Mike.
If I can I just...
Oh, sorry, Bailey. You
finish
said.
Off. Sorry, go back to the centre and then straight forward.
Okay, that brings you to a vase.
Right. And what are the flowers looking like in that?
The vase appears to be empty.
Oh, so they've just disintegrated.
Well, if you pick it up and shake it out, a little water falls out, along with some tiny seeds just beginning to sprout.
So I've got the early...
So I've you're got the first bloom of first, flowers.
Yeah, like before the... Yeah, so I'm seeds. Then we've got...
I'm buds. Yeah, Mikey's flowers and Alad is withered.
Dead flowers.
Death.
Yeah.
Death, but full of seeds, you know.
Okay, so I think maybe we've got like the order in which.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're building a little table here. So I'm just drawing it out now.
Yeah,
so we need to work out where we are with each of these things. So
we've all got locks on this on our walls, haven't we?
Yeah.
Each of us, and each of them, the pictures have got an option 1 to 4.
Yeah, so we have to put what we are in each of the.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we...
So it just depends on whether 1 is the beginning or whether 4 is the end. Logically, I'd said 4 is the end.
I also note that we have not yet looked in Mike's mirror.
Yeah, let's look in your mirror.
Can Alad look in Mike's mirror?
No, he can't because he's in a different room.
Outrageous. This is typical English bullshit.
Consistency.
Can I look in my mirror, please?
English.
Conservative. This is a political broadcast.
A very brief aside.
The mirror reveals, Michael James Collins, that you are dressed in Sports Direct and Primark.
So I am on par with the piss stank.
As I said it, I realised this could cause some confusion.
Yeah.
So I guess it's worth mentioning that
Jonathan is an enormous snob.
True, true. This is still a party political...
Yeah,
not, very true.
You're not doing anything to disprove that, John.
No, I'm aware that as I read my own notes to my own room, that I, of my free will, wrote, I get worse.
Jesus Christ.
And worse and worse.
Why are we surprised, though, John? I don't know why we're shocked at this stage.
I know.
Do we need to report this to the Electoral Commission? Has this actually become like an advert for the Tories? Is this going to have to go on the register? Are we going to have to do like a Frank Esther?
Are the Tories going to hear this and think, oh, this is actually a really good idea?
Yeah.
Just use it.
See, that's the tragedy of our current era and parody. If you parody, you just end up repeating the truth.
Giving them ideas, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the record, I'm of the opinion that, am I? God. That Sports Direct and Primark, while pretty trashy, are above like ill-fitting clothes that someone who cannot afford to buy any clothes has to wear.
I bought some clothes at Primark today.
And they were worse?
For my daughter. It was a tiny pair of baby jeans.
Well, that shows how much you love her, doesn't it?
John.
Hey, Bailey, got any Primark clothes for now?
I haven't really bought any for him because we've just been given them. So I don't know if that's better or worse.
Don't ruin my snobbery.
It's just whatever she found in the skip stuff with newspaper.
I've had Primark stuff for the kids.
I've definitely had Primark stuff for me. and I'm sure he will for the kids, John. Sorry.
Once again, I find myself saying, how did it come to this?
I feel like a woman.
Laundry. Yeah.
Are we still doing an escape room?
We are.
I don't think we are anymore. We're just moaning.
I feel like our games master should be facilitating this. Okay, so we've got our relative states of dress. So can everybody quickly go through what the state of dress was? Alad, yours was?
Alad's
Italian
gone.
Suit.
Yeah. Italian suit. So you were probably doing
pretty
well.
I think I'm three. I'm very.
You're three.
I'm well dressed.
Mikey's two, and I'm one.
Less well dressed, and yeah, okay, and then
flowers.
Oh, sorry, I've just written that on the train. That didn't help.
Oh, no.
There you go.
But train is
okay.
Train is you, Mikey, I think, because it wasn't your train early.
I think I'm early, yes. Yeah. So does that make me the highest or the lowest?
Well, mine never turned up.
I'd say you were the...
So I'd be the lowest.
Yeah, if we go in...
I don't think a railway service can get worse than not
yeah,
turning up.
Yeah, I would say that's the highest.
With you.
So are we doing fours are high, ones are low?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did... Alid was the best dressed and you put him as four, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's do everything fours are high and then we can always reverse it.
I guess I was thinking as the numbers go up, so does the timing of your train. In the same way that I'm thinking with the flowers, the seeds would be one. Because how do you rank what's best out of, you know, withered seeds? With
well, I think it sounds like it's through time, doesn't it? Because it was...
Yeah.
Did we look at my flowers? I don't think we did.
Would you like to look at your flowers, yes. Michael?
And we need to look at your compasses as well.
Well, the vase in Michael's corridor contains flowers in full bloom.
Yeah, so you're number...
Oh, and just beyond the vase, there's a tape measure.
But would it be seeds full...
Seeds, buds, full bloom, withered.
Yeah.
So I would go seeds one.
Okay.
Buds two.
So who was seeds?
Me.
So Emma, seeds.
And then it was me as buds, and then it's you in full bloom, and Alad is withered.
Withered
my
Alad.
Soul.
Okay.
Like
and
my
then...
soul every time I have to hear to have to listen to you guys rant on about parenting and
that's an amazing impression of Alad.
Did you like my Welsh accent? That was
yeah. The accent was spot on.
Yeah.
You guys didn't notice, but during the last parenting chat, Alad gave himself a vasectomy.
He just chopped it off.
Just
two bricks.
It was amazingly subtle work, Alad. The artistry there, and no anaesthetic, and you just grinned through it, quietly got on with what needed to be done. That's our Alad.
So the only thing that we haven't figured out yet is the fourth category for the rotary thingies.
Which is either the compasses or the...
Well, it's the tape measures.
We haven't checked our tape measures.
Oh, no, we haven't. Tape measures.
Oh,
is it like a Mary Poppins tape measure where it says...
Well, listeners, in case you haven't realised yet, listeners, I asked all of the contestants tonight to bring a tape measure with
oh,
them.
Oh, guys, it's going to be our
and
heights.
Got them.
I did not.
It's going to be our heights.
Bring it. Oh.
Is that why?
Oh.
What would have happened if one of us couldn't make it?
Oh, but I know my height. I don't need a tape measure.
Yeah, I don't need a tape measure.
Is it going to turn out that the one person who doesn't know their height is Anikos?
Can we look at our tape measures in the rooms?
Yeah.
They are normal tape measures.
Oh.
Damn it. Okay, I'm going to measure myself.
No, not like that, Michael. Put it away.
5 foot 4.
Such a child.
Jesus.
I can't believe Mike, you
Emma,
don't know
you're
how...
down.
Yeah.
You're not that sure.
I know, but I know how tall I am, so I'm just throwing it to 5'7".
Okay.
But, if I need to know what that is in metric, then yes, I need to do the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If you need, I don't know it in centimetres.
I'm 169 centimetres. So if you're 5'7", Emma, then you're probably similar.
I've shrunk.
What are you, Mike?
6'1" now. Used to be 6'2".
You were never 6'2". Shut up.
This is really weird, Mike, because obviously I've never met you in real life and I've only ever seen you over a Discord screen, and I wouldn't have said 6'1" for you.
What would you have said?
Does he seem like a short man, Olico?
Do I come across with that short man anger? Like a terrier?
Just a little bit.
Boom.
Oh,
there it
savage.
Is.
Love it.
And maybe it's just the angle.
You found me out, Anako, so I've actually just got really big shoes. It's all that and
to fill.
That and thick socks. Sorry, what's everybody's relative height? I think it's our height order.
Do you need it in imperial or metric?
Imperial, I guess.
Oh, it doesn't matter. All that matters is who's tallest.
Oh, and who, yeah, I'm 5'7".
Okay, so you're 5'.
So how do we figure out which one is the shorter of 5'7"?
That's a good question.
So this is where
between 5'7 and 5'8. I rounded it
down. Oh, then you're taller.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll just say 5'8".
I will naturally be the shortest. That's fine.
I was going to say, I did think there might be an issue here between Bailey and Alad, but I have photographic evidence that Bailey is taller.
I'm taller than Alad.
Everyone's taller than me.
Aww.
You are, Betty.
Again, Alan, than my you're husband, not giving off short man energy.
Even though in that chair right now, you look tiny.
Even though you have slumped all the way down in your chair to yourself as small as possible.
Well, there's something just naturally self-assured about Alad.
Mm. Yeah.
I know exactly what you
but
mean.
But so is there about Michael. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's very kind of you to
like,
say.
Alad has the look of a man who, if you said you're quite short, he'd just look at you with eyes that made you think you were wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
He wouldn't even need to say anything. He'd just look at you and he'd go, oh, no, you're probably not. I'm probably wrong.
And as a member of the Welsh Mafia, suddenly you'd be like, oh, why can't I get a plumber anymore? Those are the tradies.
That has to be a sponsor one week. The Mafia that just makes your life in the local community just a bit worse. Your bins never get collected on time anymore.
This is,
you can't
this
get
is genuinely small town life in Wales.
Right, now the children are all grown up.
Okay, can we get to these trains? Okay, so, right. My train was early.
You can get pills for that.
Well, so is that... if we consider early as the best?
Yeah.
Temporarily?
You consider early to be the best. I know this about you.
I consider... anyway,
on
let's
time.
Let's not go on to another tangent. On time, second. Who's on time?
Me.
On.
Yeah. Annika's was on time.
I was late, so I'm third.
And Alad's train was not moving.
You didn't tell
Alad's train wasn't there. Yeah.
Train wasn't
so
present.
We have some numbers. So, John, in my lock, can I please, for my little tumblers, for the flower tumbler, put three, for the money tumbler, put two, for the train tumbler, put four, and for the tape tumbler, put four.
Incorrect. You are on the right track.
Oh, like a train. Oh, okay, let's.
I like it.
I'm going to try inverting it then, just in case we've got the order wrong, and then we can work it out. Unless the inversion's not the wrong track thing. Looking at John's facial expressions.
Okay, no, that was not right. The one I said you're on the right track. That was not a hint. That was just. I mean, it was a hint, but it was a. Oh.
She's got very expressive face.
It was a generic hint.
Okay, so if we try inverting these. That would be flowers would be two, money would be three, train would be one, and tape would be one.
So could you just talk me through the logic of your orders?
You've inverted all of them now.
Well, that was assuming, so I'm assuming that four
so
is...
So you're assuming they were all wrong. Have you been applying similar logic to each of them?
Hold on, I've got a theory that can prove it. John, let me try my lock.
Okay.
1411.
No.
Really? Okay.
Because for the train, we've got Alan didn't turn up as one.
So I put that as one. Yeah. I'm best dressed, therefore I'm a four.
Yeah.
My flowers are dead, that's one.
Oh, I would have flowers are dead four.
Oh, I've reversed the order of that one, haven't I? Whoops.
Yes, you had, Michael. Yes, you had.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that makes Emma's... four, Alad's one, Anarchos three, Mike two. Mike two?
No.
What did Mike have?
For which rotor are you describing?
Flowers.
To?
So sorry,
you
this
had
is.
Bloom, didn't you?
I had bloom, which would
I would be
me...
three if. So you'd
so
be three.
We had seeds, flowers in bud, flowers in bloom, flowers withered and dead.
Stages. So flowers for me are four then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm one.
Oh, Jonathan is rolling his eyes.
No, that's what we had before.
Far back
so,
his
he's not.
Head, as he
I'm 1441. John, can I try 1441?
Incorrect.
Oh my God.
You are on the right track.
Can I
like
try?
A train.
Like a train.
That doesn't mean the train.
Stop saying it, John.
2-1-2-2. No, that's the same one.
Okay, Onikos.
It's the exact same order, isn't it?
You're mostly right.
2-1-2-2.
But you've got one of them wrong. Hello, dear listener. Editor John here with the latest edition of Which Way Is Up, the hilarious game in which four people get absolutely baffled by a combination of their own poor note-taking and my poor puzzle-making. As you might have guessed, the central problem here is that it's unclear to the team how to rank their attributes. Is one better than four, or is four better than one? In retrospect, I probably should have made this clearer, but as usual, I feared giving too much away. Their deliberations will continue for about the next 10 minutes, but I'm going to spare you the worst of it and fast forward to the thrilling conclusion. Here we go.
Okay.
You end so on a height, one.
Yeah, high time one. That's easy.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Four. Flowers. No, three.
Yeah. Three.
You're 1-3-3-1.
No.
Train. Okay.
He'll get there in a bit, Bailey. Don't you worry. You just wait.
I think I genuinely feel like I'm going to need help on this. I think I'm three for money.
Yeah.
And train, I am one. So 1-3-3-1, yeah.
Correct.
Thank you, Bailey. You got
it's
it.
Okay.
As you enter the code.
You absolutely smashed it, Bailey.
I don't know how.
You'll be pleased to hear it's not over.
Just the intro.
As you enter the code, the wall swings open to reveal a room. The room is very dark. On one wall is a screen with a keypad displayed on it. Above the screen is some text and three green lights. They are currently turned off. The text reads, well, I say text, it has the railway symbol and then an equal sign.
Okay.
Huh?
What? Is that all the text?
That's the whole
text. Oh, that's not the
railway
text?
Symbol and then an equal sign.
Okay.
So the same railway symbol as before.
So the little steam train. Okay, yes.
And so
three
lights.
Green lights.
Yes, they're all off right now.
How do we know they're green then? Okay.
Good question.
See, oh, damn you, Betty. I don't know.
Devil's in the detail, John.
Did you say there was an input, John?
Yes, you can punch in.
Numbers or letters? Okay. Oh, would
numbers,
it be 0915? Because that's the time it's due?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Oh, damn, I thought I was good.
Would each of us be different?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting thinking, Alad, but no.
So we've each got do we each have an individual one of these, or have we all come together?
You're all in the same.
We've all opened it.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have made that clearer. You're all in the same room. You have one challenge to face together.
Right. The only thing we haven't used so far are the compasses.
Correct.
Let's use our compasses somehow.
Put them together like Captain Planet?
We've got four compasses.
Correct. So, Alad.
Yeah.
The four compasses.
Are they significant to their original orientation by any chance?
So if we move them, then...
They are significant to the room they were found in.
That's fine.
Each compass is for each room.
Is that you trying to tell us they're not relevant anymore for this puzzle?
No. I think we've got to map it out. I think what we're going to have to do is, so the shapes that John described earlier with the corridors, I think we're going to have to work out what they kind of show or denote. So I think... John, did we each... the shape of the room at the moment being like a square room, circular room?
Oh, the dark room?
Do we not know? Because
it can be any shape.
No, the corridors we were in.
But yeah, so the corridors that we were in, did we all come from the same direction? Did we all come from different cardinal directions?
You all came from different directions.
Okay. So, Alad, can we go through Alad's...
Look at my compass.
Yeah, Alad, can we take Alad's compass back into Alad's corridor? And get the shape of the corridor and the direction of the compass again, please.
Okay, so, Alad, you drew your room. Do you want to hold up what you drew?
No.
Unless the swastika...
Yeah, it's going to be a penis. Fine. Yeah.
Interesting. That's broadly... I mean, you've got the beautiful mind-style numbers craziness around it, which is wonderful, but that is broadly correct.
It is it? Okay, good. I was literally grasping at straws by that point.
I thought that was also the shape of my corridor. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Onikos. You and Alad have a corridor that is shaped almost identically. But your compasses...
Yes.
...point in opposite directions.
What do our compasses point to? Compasses.
So, Alad, if you're standing in your original corridor in the place that you started at, your compass points north, directly to your left.
So mine points...
I'm going to hold my little rude drawing up again now. So I think that's where I was stood.
So
therefore...
Is it...
That's basically correct.
Yay!
Okay, so Alad, could you orient your drawing so that north is up?
So is it... Is it like meant to be a 9 or...
Interesting.
Or a Q.
Or Q. But it's numbers we're looking for, isn't it?
A Q would go the other way.
It is numbers you're looking for.
Yeah, it's more of a 9 then.
Yeah.
It could be a 9.
Oh, okay. And so where is north in my case? Is that more of a 6?
In the opposite direction.
Yeah, so you're 6.
69?
Hello, Vicar.
Fruitiest number.
Hello.
What about Emma and Mikey?
Mine was an X, like a cross, wasn't it?
But where was your compass pointing at?
My compass was in the middle, pointing north, pointing... Oh, what was it, John, actually?
Would you like me to repeat the direction your compass...
Yeah, because it was in the middle of the crossroads, wasn't it?
Your compass shows north to be slightly to your left, pointing in between the corridor you are...
Multiplied.
And the one that bisects it on the left side.
Yeah, so it'll be like... Yeah, so it'll be like pointing that way. So,
the compass is pointing directly at the corner of the wall.
Yeah, so that's a time signal.
Symbol.
Time signal. Malfunction.
Okay, that's a time on that basis, I think...
Symbol.
I think mine was a 7 then. Because mine was a corridor that went up.
Sharp angle.
And then along. And then, I'm guessing, John, the compass in mine would have been pointing basically away from the... diagonally down corridor, that'd be correct.
So what I wrote for yours was, the compass reveals north to be directly towards the wall you started at.
So that sounds like a 7. That's what I'm seeing in my head.
69 times 7?
Or 96 times 7. We don't really have an order for these numbers, do we?
Oh, yeah. We don't have an order of which they come in.
Unless, of course, we had our heights.
Oh, no, wait. No. It's the train. It's the trains, yeah. So, whose number started with what?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was 2. Was it Al that starts with 1?
Yeah.
I was 1.
Al's train number was 4. Oh, okay. Mike's was 1. Bailey's was 3. And Onikos's was 2.
So
Mike.
7 and 6. Is that right? So 76 times 9.
Cool. I think, that's on it.
Now, if somebody 684, could do the actual calculation.
Good.
Amazing.
I'm not that clever.
Good. She's holding up a calculator for the listeners out there.
What does the calculator say, Bailey?
684.
Punching 684 into the keypad. It flashes green and one of the 3 green lights turns
Christ,
on.
Okay. This is a never-ending...
Next, the wealth symbol appears with an equals next to it.
The wealth symbol,
sorry?
The wealth symbol. So
the wealth symbol.
Euros, currency. I mean, I could have just done like a miniature version of you with a blingy Rolex, Aled, but it would have been really hard to describe.
So what was our order there?
Aled, so it's 9...
I see.
Emma is once again waving her arms around to get the lights to turn on. And it's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so it's 9 times... 76. No.
684.
Yeah, I was going to say that's...
It's going to be
a second green light.
Oh, 684 for the last one as well.
The flower symbol appears with an equal sign.
Might be slightly different. What order are we in for that?
I'm 4.
I'm 1 then.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just your 3 numbers? Because it's not times 2. Anything.
If you're seeds, then yes.
So it's, and then it'll be the numbers, your numbers in order.
6, 7, 9. Can we try 6, 7, 9?
Can we try that?
Can we try 6, 7, 9 times 684?
What order are you using for this?
Yeah, I've gotten confused.
The order that we use.
For the flowers.
For the flowers, Bailey was first.
Yeah.
Then Onikos.
Yeah.
Then Mike.
Yeah.
Then Aled.
Yeah. And I'm in the 6 corridor and Bailey's in the times corridor. So
it's 6, 9,
times 6, 9, 7.
I've got times 6, 9, 7.
Because Mike was 3rd and Aled was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've tried typing in 6, 7, 9 and nothing happens. Can we try typing in X 6, 7, 9?
Nothing happens.
John.
Can we try punching the screen in frustration?
Nothing happens. Your hand hurts.
0. Bailey. Okay. Go on.
Correct.
Because 0 times anything.
Well done, of course.
Oh, my God. That was complete.
Bailey, for somebody who's had a baby like 5 minutes ago, you are absolutely on it.
Bloody hell.
A third green light comes on, and below it, a small hatch opens in the wall. Within it is a key, its handle of gold, then silver, then bronze, declining in finery the further along its length you go. Congratulations, you found the hierarchy.
Oh my God.
That's a Ben level walk. Well done.
You haven't done a key pun in so long.
Fair play.
I know.
Fair play.
I know. Well, not since the pandemic.
Yeah, not since the last one caused the pandemic.
All three green lights seem to glow a little brighter, and then a little brighter. They fizz with an eerie electrical hum, rising in pitch until, with a crack, they go out. You suddenly hear a phone ring. It's in a booth, across a busy street in front of you. You know that you must answer this phone. It's only across the street. And yet it feels so very, very far away. Congratulations, you've solved my puzzle.
Woohoo!
Hey, that was a good puzzle. Hey.
Eventually.
I have to be honest, I did just forget about the timer at a certain point there.
Yeah. We were just having too nice a time.
You let us just ramble on
and on and on.
I'm so sorry, unedited Patreons. I assume some of you have had birthdays during
children.
Happy birthdays. Yeah, I was going to say.
Or had children.
Birthed
grandchildren.
Humans, raised children.
If you've lost someone, if you've died during this recording.
This is dedicated
John will
to
come
you.
And deliver your eulogy.
This is dedicated to all the people who have passed away during this recording.
Jesus Christ.
I think Allard might have. I think we might actually be Allard's hell.
Lovely listeners, I hope you enjoyed that. I thought it might be too easy, and I have been proven wrong.
I warned
too
you.
Too bloody easy.
Genuinely, I had concerns. Who knows, maybe the listeners were far, 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 light years ahead of you in the solving of that. Maybe.
But they're not sleep deprived, John, to be fair.
You don't know that.
Well, I mean...
pushing a pram along the street at 3 a.m.
They could be.
Listening to this podcast.
They could be feeding...
I've been that soldier, and if there are any
fair play to you.
Folks out there at 3 a.m. listening to this as they trudge around the neighbourhood with a pram wondering why they didn't get a vasectomy.
This is for
we
you.
We salute you.
Yeah.
We salute you.
Women too, not that they can, but you know what I mean. This one's for you guys.
We feel your pain.
And girls. Mm. I feel your pain. Also, don't get mugged out there, and McDonald's open super early. Go have a coffee. Nighty night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Nice.
Shh.